What is the difference between a monastery and the rest of the world? What is the difference between coming to a monastery and living in a normal life, in a normal family, in a normal society, in a normal world? What is the difference? Is there much of a difference, or is it just the same thing? When we live in a normal society, we have radio, television, we have music, we have all sorts of things. We have the news reports, we have the activities that are going on in the world. We have the movies that tell the stories of people's lives, of the miseries that they have, of the unhappinesses they have, of the happinesses they have. In the normal world, people are enjoying each other's company and sharing the adventures of the day, the adventures of their life. They're constantly into the internet, looking up the latest things that are going on around the world and following the lives of different people like Obama. And in a normal world, this is quite normal. People are always listening and caring and being concerned about what's going on in the world. They cannot for 5 seconds keep their iPods out of their ears from the music that distracts them from their meditative thoughts on positive thinking, positive living, positive attitudes. And because they cannot do this, they live in that area. And the more in that area they live, the further away they are from their spiritual understanding, from their spiritual illumination that many people say that that's what they're seeking to find. Well, in an ordinary home, all these ordinary things take place, and there is no really finding the spiritual goal, because we're constantly looking at the human, looking at the negatives that control the world and control everybody. When people come to a monastery or to a school or to any special organization, they come there with the purpose in mind of learning what that organization has to offer, of learning how to walk the path that that organization shows. If it's a scientific institution, then you're going to learn about science. You're going to learn about how science is thought about, how it's understood, how it's studied in that school. And you'll be spending hours and hours and hours researching and learning the scientific activity of that school, whether it's astronomy or physiology or medicine or psychiatry or history or whatever it may be. Now, everyone who comes to a monastery presumably puts aside their worldly activities. They put aside their iPods, they put aside their computers as far as learning about what's going on in the world. They put aside their interest in a secular life, and they take up their interest in a social, spiritual life. They take it up into the holy life, you might say. And if anyone comes to a monastery and doesn't do that, then they are making a mockery out of the monastery. As I teach many parents to say with their children, we don't do that in this family. This is what this family does. This family thinks loving thoughts about one another. This family thinks harmonious thoughts about one another. This family is working together as a unit to accomplish whatever the goal of this family is. And this family's goal basically is oneness and harmony and joy and goodness for all members of the family to work together and enjoy each other. Now, if we're going to watch movies that are contrary to our thought, and basically all movies are contrary to our thought, if we're going to listen to the radio and the news and we're going to see the television and see the things that are going on in the world. Well, that's only taking an interest in your social world and taking an interest in the things that are going on. I always remember my brother's trip to Japan when he was in the service. And he looked at the people in the community, and they were very poor. They had very little. In fact, they had almost not enough to eat. And yet the monks from the monastery up on top of the mountain would come down and would beg for food, and the people would give them lavishly of their food. And they'd go back to their monastery, and there they'd have their garden, and they'd have their activities which fed them, and they would have their work that they did. They would do their monk thing. And my brother said to the people of the village, "Why is it that you support these monks up here? What do they do for you? I mean, all they do is just eat well, they go up and about, and they have their own gardens, they have their own thing." And the people said to my brother, "The monks come down here and ask for food, and we very eagerly give them food, for they do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. They pray for us in a way that sees us healthy and harmonious and happy and getting along with one another. They are pure in their mind and their heart. They do not watch the television and the radio and the newspapers. They don't know what's going on in the world. All they do is see harmony, peace, and joy in our village. They are our pure white light of love, of goodness, and we reward them as they continue their studies with food to help them continue doing what they must do so they don't go out and work for a living. So they don't go out and become a normal human being again, but they stay that spiritual master, that spiritual seeker that they are." And I thought to myself, when my brother told me this story, at first I too thought the monks who were up in this monastery and taking from the people of the village who had nothing and living so well themselves, I thought, gee, that's not very nice at all. And then when I realized the monks did their work, they did their work in purity of heart and purity of mind. Not once did they turn to the world that was around them. Not once did they turn to the human world around them and allow themselves to be in any way affected by that and look at the appearances and say, that's reality. They stayed in the level of high spiritual consciousness. And because they stayed in this level of high spiritual consciousness, they were able, not only able, they did it. They brought peace to this community. They brought harmony to this community. The community was untouched by the world around them. The community went on in peace and harmony. Here at the Absolute Monastery, we are very strict, and we say no television, no radios, no news broadcasts of any kind. We don't go onto the internet to get the news of what's going on, even though we have the internet available to us. We send out our articles, our stories, our features onto the internet, and we tell the world what it is that we're doing. We tell the world this positive philosophy of joy and peace and harmony. We come to the table and we share in happy thoughts and harmonious thoughts the beautiful things that make the world go round. We do not carry tales about illnesses. We do not carry tales about people's problems. Our worldwide healing ministry receives requests all the time for healing and love and help. And many times people try to give us the whole story, and we only want to know what result do they want? What solution would they like to have? And while it's tempting for us to tell the whole story when we hear it among ourselves, the statement is that we never do that. We never know the details of anyone's case. We never know the details of what's going on. The only thing that we know is the solution. We see everyone living harmoniously. We see everyone being truthful. We see everyone being loving. We see everyone being kind. We see everyone in their ideal spirit, mind, and body. While the illusion may be contrary to that, that is not what we do. We see with the eyes of the Christ, we see with the eyes of the spiritual illumination, and we lift up the world unto that spiritual illumination that we see. And that's all that we ever do. Oh, I have said to the folks here at the monastery, if we live in the present, we are living in the most magnificent world we could ever live in. And to live in the present means we put aside the past. We put aside all the pictures of our growing up years, of all the pictures of our dead relatives and our dead world, and of the people that are no longer active with us. We put aside all the anxiety we have for people who are unhappy in any way. And we, in our monastery, in our uplifted consciousness, see everyone illuminated, illumined, happy, harmonious, joyous, peaceful, right now. Not for 1 minute do we allow ourselves to dwell in the past. Not for 1 minute do we allow ourselves to live in that awareness. Now, we've had our gist, and that's our little monthly magazine, which has ceased to become a monthly magazine, now is a quarterly magazine. And perhaps one day it'll become an annual magazine, and perhaps one day it'll become no magazine at all. For in it, we like to have pictures of what's going on campus to show the world what we're doing here and show the world who's all here on campus and show the world our own pictures here on campus of the things we're doing. We think that is an uplifting thing to do, and perhaps it is. But we get so interested in taking the pictures, we get so interested in the photography, we get so interested in the academic aspect of our school instead of the spiritual aspect of the school that we sometimes lose sight, and we have to bring ourselves back into the awareness of who and what we are. It's not an easy task to do, but it's one that we have chosen to do here at the Absolute Monastery. In the Absolute Monastery, we see good in each other all of the time. We do not bring our garbage pail and dump it out on the middle of our dining room table and then say, why is all that garbage on the middle of the dining room table? I was tempted to do that the other day. I was thinking, if I brought the garbage can and dumped it on the table, people would say, he's lost his marbles. He's crazy. He's an idiot. I mean, my God, what happens here? Well, it would be an illustration of how we bring our circumstances to our table and we talk about it. Instead of having our table be the most pure, beautiful illustration in the world, we bring up problems, we bring up circumstances, we talk about what's going on in the world. We get so excited about an earthquake taking place down in Italy, and yet all around the world there are many other incidents of great interest to the academic people, to people who are living in with a caring social idea about their world. Can you help the problem by talking about the problem? Or can you bring about the solution to the problem of there now is peace on earth and all is in divine order by concentrating on divine order and peace? By seeing all things in perfect, wonderful order, in perfect, wonderful peace. The more we allow ourselves to go out and talk to our hairdressers about the things that are going on in the world and reiterating problems of the past just because we have to sort of defend ourselves, the more we are going out and living in the past, the more we're going out and reiterating the problems of the past and bringing them back into the present so that we live them again in the present of the past, and how interesting that is. The more we watch videos that are violent and unhappy, the more we have those problems in our life. the more we watch educational experiences, things that might lift up our consciousness into the high level of spiritual awareness, the better. Why is it a monk has a monastery? A monk has a monastery so he can go to that area of consciousness where he lives in that unlimited spiritual awareness of peace and harmony and goodness. He is not the slightest bit interested in what's going on in the world because he says all is in divine order. He's not the slightest bit interested in other people's enjoyments, such as operas, such as radio, newspapers, magazines, television. All these things just tend to bring him back to wanting things, to needing things, to desiring things, to looking for things rather than finding peace within himself. Here at the Absolute Monastery, our intention is to live in peace, to live in an awareness of the divine within each of us, but mainly the divine within me. For as we each think of the divine within ourselves, first, foremost, and last, then that's where we live. And if I see all the world beautiful, if I be lifted up, all the world is lifted up unto me. If I will follow whatever it is I believe and stay true to that, then I will live a happy, fulfilled life. I will live a happy, fulfilled life. What is the reason that you are here at the monastery? What is the reason that you have come here? Why do we bring our children here to visit, our grandchildren to come here, so that they can watch movies of things of that they would do normally when they're home? Or do they want the monastery experience? Do they want the experience with grandma, separate from the monastery, that grandma should take a vacation and take them somewhere where they will do exactly what they've done back home? And if that's what grandma would like to do, then grandma should do that. If that's what auntie would like to do, then auntie should do that. If that's what people would like to do, that's what they do. We have Ibu Bay, who is 3, 4, and 5 years old, coming to visit campus. And he would sit with his auntie and he would try to manipulate everything. And I said, no. He has his own chair. He sits in his own chair. And if auntie has to feed him, she'll feed him. But otherwise, he does it for himself. He's not here to learn to be a cripple. He's learning here to be master of himself. 2, 3, 4 years old, my goodness, yes, that's the best time of all. Because he's not objecting to anything. He's flowing with everything. Well, here we are, a little older than that, and we are at the monastery too. And are we here just to have our own way? Or are we here to walk the path of our spiritual illumination? And walking the path of our spiritual illumination means 24 hours a day, we say, I like me. 24 hours a day, we say, I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. 24 hours a day. And should we ever leave the campus to go to some other activity in the world, we would be the ideal being in that new activity because we have built ourselves an awareness of who and what we are. And we live in that who-ness and what-ness of where we are. Yes, it's a great challenge, a great responsibility. It's something that few of us really want to do because we want to be in the world and we want to be of the world. And those who want to be in the world but not of the world are rare indeed. And those who want to be out of the world totally into their spiritual magnificence 100% are as rare as anything can be. But they're there. They're there. The possibility is there. Now, do you want it? Do you want it? What is your goal for yourself? You tell yourself what it is. And once you know, then enjoy it. It's a self decision. Each one of us makes for herself. Think about that. I love you. I love you. I love you.